Anoint it with my spirit.
There ought to be pins around here in a pin cushion so that everyone that does things like this, rebellious, stupid, indifferent things, they ought to have to stick me with a pin till the blood comes. At least that. Peace. I tell you, if I said someone's put a nail through me, that's what they'll do. You must love me and know that I'm right and let me do what I will. You should certainly feel for me because I'm the only true lover, friend that you have. But you must not say no, because if I say yes, yes it will be. Yes. Who are those two young ladies? Members of our church? Why did you get up and leave at such a point as this?
Father, I brought my cousin to church and to ask her if she liked it. And she wanted some water. And the usher said she couldn't have none. She didn't say she couldn't have none, but she act like she ignored her.
What's that?
My cousin
asked. She wants water?
Usher for some water.
And you're worried about water at this moment? You're worrying about your cousin and her water?
No.
You're worried more about your cousin and your water because you walk with her than you worry about your father and life. At any other time, you would have explained your cousin would have had no trouble getting water. I should have you come and slap my face. Shush! I said I don't want any more no's from you. Will you be obedient, child, and come and slap my face?
No,
are you my
Father.
Follower?
Yes, Father.
Come and slap my face.
Nobody
if you
say
are my
no
follower,
again.
Don't listen to what any mortal tells you. You come and slap my face. Come and slap it.
Father knows what he is doing.
Because I love you. You're no more. You just happen to be at this point. You just happen to do something at this point that needs to illustrate to these people that we're going to have to listen to your father. Come up. No, I take the glasses off. I'm not taking the glasses off. I want you to haul off and hit me on my face hard. Hit it hard. That's not hard enough. Harder. 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 She's hitting for some of you. You should be doing it yourself. You've done far more than she's done. Strike me again. Harder. Harder. I mean hard, child. Hard. The other side hard. The other side hard. Harder. Harder. Hard. 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 Thank you. I love you. That doesn't bother me. She was a very good little girl. The pain's there, sure. I feel pain just like you would if you were struck hard. But that didn't bother me. She was an obedient little girl because many of you have done far worse. And you don't know me. And you don't understand me. And it's time that you got acquainted with me. Because each day, people beat me to death. We can make a great triumphant revolution, but you drain me with foolishness, simple-minded questions. Where is something? Losing something or some little ache or pain, or some furniture, or some property in Alabama. When are we going to grow up? I'll see if you learned. This will be the last offering that will be taken today. I'll look at everybody's envelope. I'll see if you learned. The offering was horrible. My brother made an appeal. And I've got to save you. I don't want your arms cut off. Judge Winslow, who just won the case for... She knocked my sense out of me. Doris Day. At least she got my mind off some of my problems. That's beautiful. Doris Day. He won the case. He's been coming to church here. He came here yesterday. He said that he expects black people, Indians, and poor whites to be done away with because he's in the know. He's taught all the judges in America. Judge Winslow. He just won this case. He said it's going to happen any time. If you don't believe it, you can call him. He's coming anyway. We're going to be seeing him. So for God's sakes, if you really care now, if you were so concerned about me being struck, now do give that guest some water. She doesn't understand. We're sorry that the guest did not have water. And ordinarily, we would not have deprived you of water at all. Please understand that. And thank you, young lady, for being so obedient to do what was hard for you to do. But she obeyed me. She just happened to be someone that was violating a rule that could interfere with what I was trying to get across. And if I have to have somebody do worse by far the next time, I'll do it, because I'm tired of this house being divided. I want us to get ourselves together, because if you don't, you'll perish. I have no pain but your suffering. I feel pain. You must not tell that I don't feel pain. I feel pain, my skin or my body, just like you do. But the pain of my mind worrying over you, as Jesus did when supposedly in that myth, fable, when he looked out over Jerusalem, said, I would gather you oft as a would a hen her brood, and you would not. That's what pains me more than anything on earth, is that my people will not know me, will not believe in me, will not trust me. That's what makes me suffer. And I don't mind suffering. If my death is your satisfaction, I will then die for your satisfaction. But the greatest proof of my saviorhood is that I live for you, not die for you. Because when they shot me, it would have been easy to die.
That's right.
When they knifed me and poisoned me, and they took it to General Hospital and they said it was enough to kill, I never can remember how many. 10 horses. I could have died so easily then, but I felt you needed me and I came back. But if you don't keep my sayings, one time I will lay my body down. It'll happen. Not because I wish it to be, but because you will take the virtue from me, the last drop. Everyone take an envelope and prove now whether you care. There'll never be an offering like this. Never an offering like this. So if you care, you put down what you're going to give of your clothes, your bank account, what you're going to pledge to give, what you're going to put in cash right now. You'll quit making me go through these offerings, which are worse than death. Because I'm just trying to save you. I don't want you tortured like everybody tells you is going to happen any minute. Just a minute. Yeah. This man, I just got a message of thanks from Sister Gibson that I'm just going to save from that horribleness of being alone in jail that I just told you about. She just sends her thanks. Shh, I want you to hear the case. Married to this man for 17 years, this good Christian man. He left her and the children stranded, but left a checkbook in the car and told her to use it. Dirty lying dog. She wrote some checks, $373. Let me see. And there's some others back there. What they've got placed now, court costs, we're going to get into $2,000. You want to leave a young woman with all of her children? This no good holiness man's come to get her children. We've got her children here in one of our church homes. Do you want her to go to jail? No, you don't. She's in jail. Till we found her, she wouldn't have been out of jail. You know when they were going to give her a hearing? October 28th. That's what you have when you don't know this family. You saw the nurse that stood up and testified this week? Because she knew me. She happened to do the same thing, write a check on a check that wasn't her bank, and forgot to mark out her bank, that bank, and put her own name of the bank in it. And so she was charged with forgery, and it's a 5-year sentence now, felony. And they came to arrest her. I'm not naming her because you all saw her stand up. How many saw her stand up? You know who I'm talking about. All right. Wednesday night, she stood up. Hold your hands up again that saw her. She's over there in the choir now. Black nurse, good nurse. But chief of police said, the head of the police department of that large police, the whole county division said, you're Jim Jones's member, I'll pay the check. And he paid it and freed her because he said we were good people and he knows I'm a socialist. Even like one of the heads of the police department called here and said, Jim Jones, tell your people to be careful. Don't do certain things. He's a top man. He said, I can't control everything that the police are doing these days. What's he saying? There's already a death squad in Los Angeles. There's already the kind of squad that's in Brazil and Chile, torturing people, trying to trap them. I can't tell you which one because it hurt him. But he warned us. We can be glad for such friends. You don't have that when you're alone. This young woman, just a young, very pretty woman. They don't care about her. She's just one black woman. They wasn't even going to give her a hearing till October 28th. Then on October 28th, she would have a hearing as to whether they would send her back to San Antonio. And so she'd have to go back to San Antonio to be tried. It'd be 3 months at least before she'd even get to court. Then she'd still have to face 5 years. She won't now. Now anybody that loves, cares, and has anything, you make an extra check for the woman. We've got her babies in one of our homes. Here's one of them right there. Hold up that precious baby. That holiness, you want that father to come and take them? He's trying to come and get them now. After he's turned his own mother in, do you want that? Then get another envelope and put a special love offering in for that. Because I don't have any money to draw on for that. Would you feel right about leaving her there? She gave a car to one of our people, some of our people to use to go clear across America. She was that generous. Sure, she wasn't as faithful. Have you always been as faithful as you ought to be? She's got not one chance unless we do something to help her now. How many will take an envelope and do something special for that right now? Only two hands? my goodness and mercy. Come on, let's see it. I want that in a special box called Gift for the Woman Facing Prison in Texas. I put Texas Prisoner. Do you know what it is to be a woman in Texas? Man has total control over her. She's a piece of property in Texas to this day. It's hell to be a woman in Texas. She has no rights other than what the man allows her. Take an extra envelope. I want to see it. I want to look at it. Be sure that you asked until you get one of these copies of how the fascists murdered Victor Jara. Let's put his picture up on the wall. Who I wish should we care? Let's get his picture somewhere and get it put up on the wall. That's what will give you strength to live on when you look at some of these who've died for what they believed. Yes. Yes, you can bring a pledge Thursday or Friday when I'm here. Cisco had been healed. It was all gone.
Here in America, don't go back to China.
A good number of them are. We're not hearing about it.
What'd you say?
A good number of them are, but they don't make much to do about it. The people that just helped them build their nuclear reactors and make their first nuclear fission to make the bombs and nuclear fission for health purposes were all trained in America. They all got their university and had grown up in America, came here to live, and then one of them we kicked out. The one that helped them build their biggest bomb, we kicked out in 1950 under the McCarthy era. And he wasn't a communist. He didn't like communism. But he was Chinese. And McCarthy thought everybody was a communist that didn't agree with his fascism, so they kicked him out. He went to China and became a communist and helped them build one of the cleanest bombs that's ever been made, one of the most powerful bombs. So America's kind of stupid at times. They kicked out the one that made their first bomb. We kicked him out of here. Should have kept him. He said he wouldn't come back now if they'd give him all of America. I saw an interview with him a few weeks ago. He said nothing in America attracts him. He said, when I came back here, I hated communism. And he said, I thought I'd die. And I found they accepted me, loved me, and let me not even worry about that till I understood it. He said, I didn't become a socialist or a communist till 10 years afterwards. 63, took him 10 years to become one. Then it didn't take him much longer. 3 or 4 more years, he built them a bomb so they could protect themselves. Any other questions about, that was a good question, when someone 90 to 100 years of age gets up and asks a question about some important fact that makes me feel good. I know Miller usually asks good questions. I know Jeffries does. I know you were on the floor a while ago. Just don't get me annoyed because somebody else has to slap me.
Father, can we?
Shh.
Father, can we have a communal house here in L.A.?
Yes, you could. There'd be all kinds of ways you could. But getting people to do it is the next thing. If you want to, you volunteer. If a number did, I think that the ministers ought to see you right now and get the first one, anyone else that wants to live that way, to join in with such a beautiful spirit. My frank feeling is that we ought to get in one place pretty soon before we make our move to the promised land. But jobs are so hard to get. Judge Winslow, who is the top judge here, we have other attorneys here, we had detectives here, and one of the chiefs of police here, said this is a Gestapo-run town. The CIA runs this town. The murderers that are killing all these people run this town. Well, you know how they kill people like Baldwin in the streets. That black man planted dope on him and the man got off. Murdered him. It's a mean town. Go in to get some Symbionese at Liberation. We don't approve of terrorists. I think it's terrible. Terrorism's terrible. But go in and shoot down all those people. Shoot their homes up. Kill their pets. Burn their houses down. And they won't even give them back the value of their property. Had to be forced to even talk about it. Still haven't done right. Set that place afire. Yet when they thought they had one out in Hollywood, they went up and knocked on the door. Don't mean, if it's in a black neighborhood, they just burn it all down. Had them surrounded all day. They could let those people out. Everybody could have been let out of that neighborhood. They risked hundreds of black lives. One of the people that attend this church, bullets that big as 50 cent pieces, went over her head. She had to call on my name. She didn't know how she got saved. You saw the fire. You know what I'm talking about out here when they burned all these people out. And they think that was a wonderful thing to do. What if it was wonderful for the black neighborhood when they thought they had Patricia Hearst out here in Hollywood, they come up and knock on the door. If they knock on a white man's door to get somebody, why don't they walk knock on a black man's door to get somebody? By God, I don't like it. We ought to all, if you can get, any of you have opportunities to transfer to San Francisco region for jobs. Redwood Valley is hit with, we're the only people who've got jobs up there. They're laying off people by the hundreds. If you can get jobs up there, we should be more centralized because I've got some connections up there. More than here. You understand what I'm saying? But I want to talk about it. You talk to me before you do it. That moves only temporarily to get us to there anyway. Because we ought to get ourselves out and get ready, prepare ourselves in the promised land. Then if you want to come back, let's get back when we've got ourselves together. I got reason for what I'm doing, just trust me. If any have opportunities to transfer to the north, you let me know. You understand? But don't do it without approval from me personally. You understand? Next question. No one else stand but the ones that are already standing.
Father, I would like to know, what is the amplitude test?
What?
Amplitude test.
I have to see what kind of skills you have. What kind of skills, what kind of abilities you have, supposedly. But sometimes it's a trick to know also what's going on in your mind. It depends upon who's giving it.
Well, the reason why I had read in Albany that you have to pass an amplitude test and an IQ test, and some of the high class militants, the rich, they would have to children would get in the schools and the black children wouldn't be able to get in the schools.
It's true. It's coming to that place now that they're going to decide that some people are uneducable. We've got all these fools teaching. I forget their names. I don't want to remember their names. That man at University of California, what's his name? Shockley. And then there's Jensen. A number of them that's saying blacks are inferior, so blacks should all be castrated. Blacks should not be educated. They're going all over the whole of the nation. We're heading right for Hitler's Germany. And I can't get these people to give money. They still want to buy honky money, honky power. Now you give honky power when you buy their clothes and their cars and their furniture. No black man makes that furniture. No black man owns those diamonds. You're making the honky rich when you do this. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to get this money to get ourselves together to give us power. We can do it through a church. We can do it through a cooperative. Some of you want to hold on to your money, then get together with some others and do it through a cooperative. But don't put your money into clothes. You can't get anything out of clothes. They lose their value right off. pants I've got. The pants I got are ridiculous. They're so tight that a welt, welts are here. Let me see. Ah. See that? See the welts? See the welts? I don't mind welts, because I'm not going to buy something until I just have to. You can afford to be a little tight. It's not because I'm that heavy. This is my normal weight. If you want to see, that's where it is. That's the way it is. But these pants were made for a man that has no middle at all. None. And I don't have it to keep my middle in because I don't like to be tortured like this. But I'm not paying money for clothes. I get what's given to me. This looks good, but it was given to me. And I gave everything away that I don't use Wednesday night. I do it every Wednesday night practically now. I can't get across to you. You're going to lose your soul. That's what the Jews did. They bought up all the things that the German whites made. Then they took everything away from them. And even killed them, melted their teeth down to get the gold out of their teeth. It's going to happen here. If you don't believe it, I've got a manuscript on ethnic weapons. They've developed weapons. They won't even have to do it like the Jews did it. It can be done 1 minute. We can run chemicals through the water. And they figured out the black body chemistry so well that it will kill everybody in the black neighborhoods and every white person will live. Or if they want to get rid of the Italians, they've got the code. They know each of us. They know what to kill us based on our diet and certain things about our chromosomes and our body conditioning. They know exactly how to kill us. They can kill a black person and a white person will sit unhindered. Or they can kill poor white people and all the people in Beverly Hills will stay alive. I taught you about this one night. It was in Muhammad Speaks. It's in all the black newspapers. But we won't read. We are ignorant because we choose to be. And some people say, I can't read. Well, you could listen to me, and some of you won't even stay awake and listen to me. In line. Next. Thank you.
Father, I heard over the news where three or four policemen was having sex relation with their women in jail.
Witness?
Policemen have sex relation with the women in jail.
One of the prisoners we got loose had been raped by men prisoners so many times he can't remember it. I don't want to name who. Strong man, big man. They say they just do it to little fellas that look feminine. If a man's got any strength, they try them first. They get them. Prisoners. So women, that's common stuff. They all over the expose, and that's good that you brought that to our memory. Thank you. But it's an expose through CBS or NBC white paper that they rape police in every prison, rape every man that they want to do harm to. And get the prisoners to do it. Sometimes 100 will rape them at a time until their bowels fall out. Then you want to stay in such a hell as this, going all around you. You ask anybody that's been in jail, they'll tell you about it.
Father.
This is the Sister Jeffries, the Justice Commission Chairman. She can tell you how the juvenile center is so horrible. You can't hardly stand to go in it.
So true.
Every little child gets raped in the juvenile hall. They urinate in the food. Bowel movement in the food. Nothing done about it.
That's so true.
Got them all packed in, 700 of them, in a facility that oughtn't to have more than 300. People crammed in there like sardines right here in Los Angeles.
Right.
It's already begun. And the moment we have more depression and jobs begin to be taken away, then they're going to come after us. Because we'll cry about being hungry and they'll kill us. They don't want us to give them any trouble. But they're not going to kill you if you follow me.
Question concerns blood banks.
He's talking about protecting a little child there. That was very important that I had to interrupt how to save a child. Mm-hmm. I'll do most anything to save a child.
Thank you, Father.
Won't I? Yes.
My question concerns blood banks.
Blood banks.
Yes, I read in the Ebony just the other day in the doctor's office where there was it was in the hospital where this blood bank is. And the man that's over this blood bank.
Shift, please, shift. Some of you are not listening to her and you need to shift.
He doesn't really want to take the colored blood. He really doesn't really want to do that. But he has to do it in order to not seem prejudiced. So he has the colored come in and take their blood and put an initial beside of it so it will be put in a different place.
That's right.